You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. This is the last week on the job for Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling. Appointed by former President Trump, he turned in his resignation to President Biden. In our conversation with Lelling, the longtime federal prosecutor was candid and talked about what he thinks he accomplished as the state's top federal law enforcement official.
When I came into the job, I was worried about being a Trump political appointee in a very blue state. But I think what I was able to achieve during this term was, regardless of people's political leaning, I think they respected the office.
Were there times when you felt conflicted by the federal directives that were coming from Washington and you were in this very blue state enforcing federal laws?
When it came to the law enforcement priorities coming out of D.C., I agreed with nearly all of them. The one that I would not have spent as much resources on is immigration. Federal prosecution is a game of limited resources. Personally, I would not have spent the kind of resources the department spent on immigration enforcement.
One of the more controversial decisions you made was the prosecution of Newton District Court Judge Shelley Joseph. She was charged with helping an undocumented immigrant evade federal immigration officials. State Attorney General Maura Healey was among those criticizing your office. Was that the correct use of resources?
Yes, because it's not an immigration case. The Shelley Joseph case, and I should note, that case is ongoing. And so, you know, we've alleged certain things about Judge Joseph, but none of them have been proven yet. To me, that case is about an abuse of judicial power. It doesn't matter what the federal officers were investigating. They happened to be immigration officers. But what alarmed us about that case is, if the allegations are true, the judge intentionally obstructed a federal law enforcement operation. What I find ironic is that people talk about politicization in that situation. I think the politics actually came from the state attorney general, Maura Healey. I've never seen one senior prosecuting official publicly criticize a neighboring senior prosecuting official.
Another big issue, obviously, there was the Varsity Blues case and the investigation of the Massachusetts State Police, which, you know, resulted in convictions.
We don't enjoy doing those cases, but it's important to do them because there's a few messages there. One is that I've been very vocal about my support for law enforcement, but everyone has to be treated the same. With regard to the state police, as I've said publicly before, there's a cultural problem there that needs to be fixed. And I think they are doing it. It takes time to fix the culture, but that's what it is. If state troopers think it's okay to commit fraud in the use of overtime, they're getting that message from somewhere. They're not making it up on their own. They're working inside a culture where it's okay to do that. I think the most ambitious case we have worked on over the last few years is the college admissions case. That's what has drawn the most resources out of the office during my tenure.
And I read that you were starting to prosecute that case as you were looking at colleges with your own daughter?
Yes, that's actually true.
So how do you think, what kind of a role did that play, do you think, in your thinking about that?
Well, you know, frankly, it made me proud of my daughter, who, you know, got the grades and the test scores on her own.
What do you think is the main challenge facing your successor?
In the longer term, I think the challenge to my successor is maintaining credibility with the public. Coming in under the Biden administration, there's been an enormous amount of rhetoric on both sides about what law enforcement should do and not do. You've seen the progressive prosecutor movement in various places around the country.
Including here in Boston.
Right. You have Rachel Rollins in Boston, who I think is wonderful. I have a lot of respect for Rachel. It's a prosecutor's office. It's not a federal defender's office. And so while administrations will calibrate how the department does its job from administration to administration, at the end of the day, the mission of the office is to hold people accountable for committing crimes.
But you think there are challenges right now because of what's happening and how law enforcement and criminal justice are part of the national debate?
Yes. And, you know, I'd be the first to say that law enforcement, be it local, state, federal, they're not perfect, right? They're not doing it perfectly every time. There obviously are issues to talk about.
But there have been so many cases that really call into question law enforcement's role and sometimes law enforcement's privilege.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you in that there aren't so many. Most people can name 8 to 10 instances nationwide where the press, at least, has expressed skepticism about how the police acted in a given instance. And again, I'm not saying the police always get it exactly right. But what I am saying is that the instances in which they get it horribly wrong are minuscule compared to the number of interactions they have with the public every day.
But do you think, though, that there would be this level of sentiment if it wasn't more widespread than just the big stories?
I think it is a little more widespread, but I think there's some nuance to it. If you go to minority communities and you ask, is there a problem with policing nationwide? They'll say yes, as a majority. If you then ask them about the police in their own community, they're strongly supportive as a majority. No matter what, there has to be accountability. If you want a job where you get to carry a gun and shoot people under certain circumstances, you had better expect that there's going to be public accountability for your actions.
You're going to a private law firm in Boston.
I am.
You can't say which firm.
Under the ethics rules, I cannot confirm which firm I'm going to.
So what will you be doing there?
I think I'll be doing the mirror image of what I'm doing now, meaning I'll be joining a practice that focuses on government investigations of generally large companies, white-collar criminal defense. And so I have no problem going over to the defense side and, you know, providing a vigorous defense to companies that find themselves under investigation by the government. I think it'll be interesting to use a different set of muscles.
Well, outgoing U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling, thanks for being with us.
It was a pleasure. Thanks, Deb.